station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Attention, 'cause 36 of 249 already gone. Try bread with sing, girl, move, move. I'm knocking to this groove, girl, I'm in the mood. Yes, I'm feeling good, so give me some wine, wine. Yeah, you're moving right on time. Rock me, ooh, ooh, girl, your body feel fine. Sing it to me, Seymour, girl.
I'm on a mission, mission.
I gotta get you to want me by the end of baby.
I'm on a mission, mission.
I gotta get you to need me by the end of this song. So come on, baby. Yeah.
This is serious, Rick and Scrick now. Smaller crowd, stay in port. If you know what's good, come on, Smokey.
Hey, sweet girl, I need a promotion, motion. From friends to lovers, so I can give you my devotion. Now relax and unwind, and let your body talk to me. And let's call the night away, just you and me. So listen, lady,
I'm on a mission, mission.
I got to get you to one.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 27th of May, 2020. Green. Producer, I like that song. Every morning, well, almost every morning, I try to give the producer a song to play. And then sometimes the producers just say, hold on, let me play something else for you. And I love it. That's how we discover new Bahamian music. And it's great. It's a great day. It's a great, great day. It's mangoes in the trees, soursop in the trees. There's dilly, there's cherry, there's mulberry, there's passion fruit. So scarlet plum, scarlet plum, scarlet plum. Now, just before we get into the show, here's a quick tip, a reminder. The old folk know it, but we don't always share it. Scarlet plum and hog plum, among other hard seed fruit, are very difficult to propagate, to plant, to spring, right? And you have to know what you're doing. Here's the first thing you need to know. If you want a scarlet plum or a hog plum tree, you need to get a cutting with fruit on it. You need to get a cutting with fruit on it and plant that. So if you're looking for a scarlet plum tree, now is the time to find a tree so you could get it. So you could plant it. They're very delicate. They're very sensitive. I would try to tend to it in a pot for as long as possible before I put it in the ground. Also, as you could see, it's extremely hot. Extremely hot. I think I'm going to try to get the Met Office in or representatives from the Bahamas Department of Meteorology to come in and talk about the heat wave and what we should expect over the next few months. All right, we're going to get the show started. We got lots to talk about. I hope you got a copy of the Nassau Guardian in your hand. If you got a copy of the Tribune, go get a copy of the Guardian as well so we could look at what's in the papers. But before we get there, the Guardian Media Group Cruise giveaway is here. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for 4 people to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. 1, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. 2, listen to Star 106.9 FM. 3, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. 4, you can make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags. Get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and 3 loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. A good morning. It's Tuesday, the 27th of May, 2025, and we have lots to talk about. 2 stories I prepared for today, and when I picked up today's papers, I saw similar stories, so we're going to tag them all together. Here is the first set of stories. I want to read the Guardian headline. TUC will not take part in Labor Day parade, Ferguson says. TUC will not take part in Labor Day parade, Ferguson says. And then this headline, also in today's Guardian, Human Rights Committee to push for protection against violence commission. There's lots to talk about in that article, but here's why that article, yesterday's paper, had a headline, Exuma teacher accused of sex crimes against 2 girls. And then I remembered that there were a number of articles about sexual violence in the paper, so I said I'm going to do a rundown of those articles for the month of May. And then I'm going to share the article that sort of is at the root of this crime watch that I'm doing. So I got a text here that said, when will you cover the ongoing and developing case of Tennille Legister, who is still missing and is believed to have been abducted by her mother? She stands accused of committing horrific acts against her children based on... So I saw that story in the paper, and it will tie into this morning's discussion, right? But I don't have the details. The first time I was introduced to this story was through social media, but it is very concerning. I'm going to say this before I go back to the headlines. What I heard, what I saw on social media, that the child was with her foster parent. Her foster family had put out missing persons flyers, informal missing persons flyers for the young lady. And then apparently she was seen, observed, commenting on various posts on social media platforms indicating that she was okay, that she was fine, she don't understand why this missing person's flyer. So in the commentary, people are saying, well, she's with her mother, she's fine. Here's what the problem is with that. If the young lady is a foster child, that means she's a ward of the state. The state has respect of this child. The state is granted has put the child in foster care, which means the state has authorized an individual to care for the child. So It's not as easy to say, well, the child is with their mother and everything is fine. No, the child is in the care of the state, and this individual has been appointed their guardian. Right? That's the situation. It is a very concerning situation. We have this sort of dynamic where young people are forced to live adult lives and do adult things, but still behave and operate, right, within the scope of the law, which is that they're not an adult and they cannot do adult things and they cannot say adult things, right? We keep these children, because that's what they are, children, young people, in this frame. Even our state systems, although they attempt to, do not actually prioritize the child and the needs of the child. Our systems are, at this time, capable of providing what it is that children whose parents cannot provide for them what they need, right? But we've created this dynamic. And some of these stories I want to talk about today, I think, kind of shed light on that situation. But let's start here. Human rights body to tackle violence and protect children. That is in today's Tribune. We're going to go to the Guardian article, Human Rights Committee to Push for Protection Against Violence Commission. I want to read from the Tribune because of that headline. Human rights body, quote, to tackle violence and protect children, close quotes. Amending the Child Protection Act, enforcing the Protection Against Violence Act, and improving accessibility for people with disabilities are among the top priorities the Human Rights Committee says it is pushing as part of efforts to meet human rights obligations. During a press conference yesterday, nearly 2 years after Parliament approved the committee's establishment, the PHRC, chaired by Attorney General Ryan Pinder, outlined its recent work and key goals. One of the committee's main concerns of the Protection Against Violence Act. The legislation passed over a year ago provides for the creation of a commission to support victims, coordinate with police in cases of poor cooperation, and develop a national strategy to address violence. However, the commission has yet to be formed, and the government has provided little updates on its status. Now, that in and of itself is a story. One of the committee's main concerns is the stalled implementation of the Protection Against Violence Act. One of the committee's main concerns should be the stalled formation of a national human rights instrument to set up a local human rights framework, right, to educate the public, government agencies, and the private sector on their human rights obligations in their various sectors. I'm not quite sure if the committee is doing what it was to do. But certainly, we do need the implementation of the Protection Against Violence Act and the Protection Against Violence Commission could go a long way in creating the mechanisms, instruments to do the work of tackling violence and protecting children. I'm not sure if we're currently doing the work of protecting children and other vulnerable communities. And I'm going to read these series of headlines all within the month of May that could give us a sense of what I mean. Let's start from yesterday, and we're going to work our way back to the beginning of the month. Art teacher accused of indecent assault of two students. A 52-year-old art teacher at a school on a family island was on Friday charged with indecently assaulting students in separate incidents. Prosecutors allege that David King inappropriately touched a 15-year-old girl on January 20th, 2025. He's also accused of indecently assaulting a 12-year-old girl in May and June of 2023. The charge concerning the other girl, he will plead. He'll have an opportunity to plead, I think, once the matter, on the second matter, once it reaches the Supreme Court. The matter was adjourned to September 9th. King was denied bail and remanded to BDOCS, that's Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. Second story, 23rd of May, man arraigned in teen girl sex assault case. A 27-year-old man was granted $6,500 bail yesterday after being accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl on four separate occasions over the past month. Renard Rule appeared before Senior Magistrate Anishka Isaacs, charged with four counts of unlawful sexual intercourse. Third story, man charged with unlawful sexual intercourse with 11-year-old girl. A 33-year-old man was remanded to prison yesterday after he allegedly molested an 11-year-old girl earlier this year. Ricardo Taylor was arraigned on a charge of unlawful sexual intercourse and two counts of indecent assault before Senior Magistrate Anishka Isaacs. The defendant allegedly assaulted a young girl in New Providence sometime between June 1st, 2024 and February 6th. Next story. Woman alleges officer offered to dismiss traffic tickets if she had sex with him. Again, it's an allegation. A woman testified that a police officer offered to dismiss her outstanding traffic tickets in exchange for sex. The 32-year-old complainant gave her testimony before Justice Renee McKay as Constable Shaquille Williamson appeared in court on a charge of attempted procuration. Next story, we touched on this one last week. 10 years plea deal for rapist stepdad. A 36-year-old man who raped and impregnated his 12-year-old stepdaughter after drugging her with a vape and then forced her to drink Guinness and castor oil to induce an abortion was sentenced to 10 years behind bars yesterday as a part of a plea deal. Next story. Text just came in the text line. It feels like every day we hear about another child going missing or being confirmed as a victim of abuse. Texter says, I don't mean to sound facetious, but with the way things are going, age of consent to age 10 rather than raise it to solve these issues. Texter, I appreciate the satire, the political satire, to force us to consider a thing. I'm going to get into this text because the article, I can say it's a good article in today's Guardian, that's one of the issues the commission says that it wants to address. So we can put a pause on the stories. We're going to go back to today's Guardian, Human Rights Committee to Push for Protection Against Violence Commission in today's Nassau Guardian. Amendments to the Child Protection Act are also on the list of priorities for the committee. The act is designed to ensure the care and protection of children. It also addresses legal aspects of guardianship, custody, and family maintenance. Glover Rolls said the committee wants to close the age gaps on different pieces of legislation. Quote, as a result of consultation over the past 5 months, a glaring disparity that we found in legislation is the age gap, close quote, quotes Glover Roll said. Various forms of legislation speak to differing age levels. In some instances, 14 is legal for some concerns. Also 16, 17, and 18. So we are, as we mentioned, looking to close the gap to ensure that our legislation speaks clearly in regard to our children and our child protection laws. I want to go right in there where it says, quote, various forms of legislation speak to differing age levels. In some instances, 14 is legal for some concerns, 16, 17, and 18. Okay, let's look at that 14. What is the 14, quote unquote, legal? What are the concerns that the 14 is legal for, using the language in the quote? Because what are we talking about? We're talking about school leaving age, but I thought you couldn't leave school until you were 15, right? Like legally, you couldn't leave school until you were 15. What is this 14 years for? I just want to make sure that we're not confusing the law. See, because in the Sexual Offenses Act, there's an offense to sleep with a minor. But the law differentiates, right? The law says that it's an offense to sleep, to be sexually intimate, to have sexual intercourse, to engage in any sexual activity with a person who is under the age of 16. The law goes on to say, though, it is a separate offense to engage in the same behavior that's with someone who is under the age of 14. Or even if it is the same offense, the penalties are different, right? The penalties are different. So you, on the first offense of having sexual intercourse with a minor, like it's called statutory rape, right? The maximum may be 4 years for the first offense for someone under the age of 16. The maximum for the first offense for engaging in sexual intercourse with someone under the age of 14, the first offense penalty may be 8 years versus 4 years, right? That's how it differs. I just want to make sure that we're not misrepresenting that aspect of the law. When it says, in some instances, 14 is legal for some concerns. I just want to make sure. Because school leaving age is 15, right? I thought you couldn't leave school until you were 15. Mind you, I was too scared. I'm going to continue from the article. Quote, and I repeat that part. Quote, various forms of legislation speak to differing age levels. In some instances, 14 is legal for some concerns. Also 16, 17, and 18. So we are, as we mentioned, looking to close the gap to ensure that our legislation speaks clearly in regard to our children and our child protection laws. Close quotes. She continued, there are various ages of consent for various issues, including sexual consent, including right of care. So these are all matters that we are investigating based on our consultation, and we'll give recommendations for improvement in legislation. Now, I want to stick a pin here. When they say we'll give recommendations for improvement in legislation, who's the we? The committee? What qualifies you guys as human rights experts, right? And I can stick a pin right here and I can say this. I don't often do it. I'm a human rights expert. I qualify to say that. I'm a local and regional human rights expert. I could say that. I was never once consulted. I've worked intimately with with what was the Bureau of Women's Affairs within the Ministry of Social Services over the decades. What qualifies you guys to make this decision? What's the format of the consultations and the surveys? Have you engaged the general public at all on this matter? What do you think a human rights committee is? How do you think it's supposed to operate? Devoid of input from the general public? Are you really engaging experts in this matter? I got a text that says, Aaron, a 14-year-old child could get married upon an order of the court. That's in the Marriage Act on our books. With the permission from the parents, right? Like they have to get permission from the parents. At 14, you could get married if your parents consent, and then I guess if the court then authorizes it. I imagine then, see the way that you said it, upon an order of the court, it means it's a decision and not the parents, although the parents would have to authorize it. They would have to give consent to the act. Thank you very, very much. Text, here's another text. Aaron, you are absolutely correct because I read that statement and thought a 14-year-old could consent to do something. And then perhaps it's just the wording. Perhaps it's just the wording. But that's also important when you're doing this work. Let's go to the phone line, and we're going to get back to the text. But isn't there a clause in the law that allows an adult to get consent from a parent to fool with a minor? I like how you framed the text. That's not how the law frames it, though, right? The law says that, and it's not the adult could get, right, that the parents could authorize their child to participate in a marriage. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
We have a whole lot of garbage still in our laws, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, when you really look at it, realistically, it's impossible for you to engage in a social, intellectual, or physical intercourse with a 14-year-old as an adult.
Yep.
I don't know how you can receive any level of heightened satisfaction playing with children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because my mom used to have a preschool, and I see how dumb they are.
Children.
Okay? Because they need to grow.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But Aaron, you know, I want to share something with you. You know, there is something called the Global Peace Index, right?
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 200 countries, let's use Ghana, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Ghana rates 55.
Okay.
The U.S. rates 167 when it comes to peace. And I'm trying to wonder whether, because we are so close to the United States, and mind you see how close they are to 200, whether we have inherited this level of hatefulness or maybe the movies or wanting to look for satisfaction in animals and children, and the name goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think maybe our problem is our proximity to one of the most filthiest countries in the world.
Well,
so, you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's frame it like this. Let's not call it the filthiest country in the world.
Fix this for me. Go ahead.
Let's. What it was the Wild Wild West. And it's still the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Who in charge? Who in control? You know what I'm saying? How is authority operated? It feels like it could still be the Wild Wild West to me. And I think that's a better way to frame it, because it gets wild in places.
It gets out of hand.
Yeah.
And you know, the sad thing about that, though, is in this country that I just mentioned, at being at 160 something, you have people getting away with it. You have you have presidents being elected when they are convicted felons.
Listen, you could imagine that for the second time, the what's supposed to be the greatest country in the world elected a man who said with confidence, with bravado, with machismo, you have to grab them by the, and I'm going to replace that word with a euphemism, genitals.
Mm-hmm.
This boy get elected twice.
Well, I mean, he got elected after he said, the first time he didn't say that. I think he said that between the two election
cycles. But the point that you made about me, what are people listening to?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are they feeding themselves with?
Mm-hmm.
What are they consuming, and how do they consuming it? And does that drive your level of peace, your ability to enjoy life, your quality of life?
Mm-hmm.
And how does it impact it? I mean, some of the American music, the hip hop, I have to stop listening to it as a responsible adult.
Mm-hmm.
As a responsible adult, I cannot listen to it. And so I can't tell young people they can't listen to it, you know. But what I do as a responsible adult is I am prepared at any time to examine that content that these young people are listening to. So I could understand how they're forming their identities, how they're thinking, the language that they're using, and how they're relating to each other. So that if need be, I could create a safe space for them. Or I could create conversations to help them better understand the choices that they are making. It's not my place to tell them they can't do it. But
they're looking for it, you know.
Because they're young people. And the texter said, or I think you said, you know, young people, their brains are still forming. They are stupid in many ways.
Yeah.
We don't hold that against them. We take that and it then makes us commit to creating safe spaces. Especially, let's get back to this conversation. I want to ask you a question about age of consent. Should the age of consent be raised to 18? I don't think the age of consent should be raised to 18. I think that young people, 16, 17, are sexual beings, should have a right to explore their sexuality, I think that we must focus on creating a world and a legal framework that supports our vision that says big grown adults stop playing with children.
But you know where that came from?
Tell me.
The colonizers taught us how to just dominate and take advantage of the weak.
Mm.
You see, because it's easy to do that when you inherit the colonial mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been infiltrated right into our political system, where we just feel happy taking advantage of the disadvantage and feel qualified in doing it.
Listen,
Aaron.
I know some people, they feel like that's their birthright.
Jesus.
You know when you could get three beers for five, remember then? When you could get five?
I used to work selling that.
All right, so I had a friend. He had the car and the other friend didn't have a car. The two of them is drink beer. I don't drink beer, which caused the problem, right? Because if it's three of us, everybody get a beer. So the friend that didn't have the car had the $5. And the friend that had the car didn't have no money. So they would send the friend with the car to get the beer. And whenever he come back, he'd say, oh, the three for five place wasn't open. I could only get two for five. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out he was stopping at the 3 for 5 place every time.
And he got two.
And he felt like it was his right to win in this situation. Right? He saw that dynamic as somebody wins, somebody loses, and he have the right to win. He has the right to take advantage of the situation. And that's how he rationalized it. He wasn't taking advantage of his boy. He's taking advantage of the situation. And I think a lot of us are kind of living in that space because the environment we live in is...
It's Bond, you want me to tell you? Want me, if I use the word, you can correct me.
Okay.
So you go, but you see, you could find a better word than the word I can use.
Just don't make it a cuss word.
Okay, then.
I got you. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. I go back to this texter. It says, but isn't there a clause in the law that allows an adult to get consent from a parent to fool with a minor? And I think that's why the way you framed it initially or the other texter framed it, the courts are still involved. I think the ultimate authorization is by the courts. They get to use their discretion. So here's a text. Morning. Is minor for boys and girls the same when it comes to sex, rape, and statutory rape? Also, what's the age of consent with homosexual intimacy? Okay, so there's a discrepancy in the law. The age of consent for heterosexual intercourse, as a male and female, is 16. The age of consent for homosexual intercourse as same sex is 18. So there is a difference. You have to be 18 to be able to engage in sexual intimacy with a person of the same sex and 16 to interact, to do the same thing for opposite sex couples. Is it the same when it comes to sex, rape, and statutory rape? Well, no, I feel that socially we treat it differently, right? Socially we treat it differently. What in my work as an advocate, what I have observed is that at the state level, the police and other agencies, we treat them differently. We definitely treat them differently. And I think it is to the disadvantage of young boys. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Have you heard this?
Mm-hmm.
Can a man be raped?
Yes.
What is rape?
Okay, so let's talk about the technical definition of rape. It requires penetration with the member, the physical body part, or with an object. So if the legal definition is penetration, it could be with the member or an object, then men can be raped, right?
Okay.
But let's look at the physiological part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, if the man had a physical expression of arousal. If the man became erect, then he must be enjoying it, so you can't call it rape. That's what people say. However, what we know is that men have physiological responses that they cannot control. And so it's possible for a man to be in a situation where he's being assaulted, he's being battered, he's being raped, where he is erect, but he is not enjoying it. He did not consent to it.
Ms. Grant.
Yes,
Ms.
sir.
Grant.
Yes, sir.
Bear with me 2 seconds.
No problem.
Bear with me 2 seconds. Okay, it's like you telling me a woman in all of that anguish and trouble is being raped. She could have an orgasm.
Because it's a physiological response. See, there can be a disconnect between...
You remember now, this person is being raped.
I'm telling you.
Their mind's supposed to be so far away from that.
I feel you. But let me give you an example now, because I appreciate the rawness of your
example.
I know. Here's what I'm saying. A child that has been raped, sexually abused, can develop like a pathology, that may not be the right word, where they are actually express an arousal in an abusive situation. A child that spent, I know of these situations from 5 to 16, a young lady was abused, engaged in inappropriate sexual behavior with than her, right? It's possible that she could develop a pathology where she is aroused when there's physical aggression involved in the act.
But you said a child. I thought you was meaning like a 4, 5, 6-year-old.
No, but what I'm saying is that person may have experienced this type of abuse over a long period of time, say 5 to 11, 5 to 15. You remember this?
Ms. Grant.
Yeah.
I know this can be your show, so I can just ask you this question.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to hang up and listen to your response and continue listening to the rest of the show.
Yes, sir.
Usually a 5, 6-year-old, 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use the number 10 as a number.
Uh-huh.
If 10 of them are being molested at that age, 2 of them might, when they become adult, get married or choose to like men.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 2 of them.
Okay.
I talk to some people that lives that lifestyle, and the 10 of them I talk to, I'm just using 10 as a number.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 of them I talk to, at least 7, 8 of them were molested either by their dad, their mommy boyfriend, their big brother, or their cousin.
Okay, now...
And they were a child.
Before you hang up, I want you to know we ain't gonna row, because watch this.
No, I ain't gonna row you.
No, watch this. Science and research suggests that roughly 4% of any society, any space is queer, is gay, right? Only 4%. In the Bahamas, I think we are seeing people identify at a larger number.
And so, they're coming out now. Before time, they used to be...
Very hidden, invisible.
Yeah. They're coming out now. They're not, you know...
Right.
I heard a girl told another girl, girl, you're nasty. Are you holding a man on? That's what you mean, she holding a man on.
That's wild, eh?
Come on.
So out of 100...
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on, let me say this.
I have an idea. I can't say no. I have an idea of your lifestyle, and you don't hide it. So what's the difference with being square and being gay?
It's not much different.
It's a different name that people use.
Oh, you mean queer and being gay?
Queer.
Okay, yeah.
Square.
So queer is like a broader umbrella, right? Actual gay people don't use the language to identify themselves, you know. Like, gay people don't say, I'm Aaron and I'm a lesbian. Like, that's not the language that people use. That's political language. It's for advocacy. It's for public discourse, right? Policy making.
But I heard you said that before.
I know, but most people just I am a woman.
That is why I respect you the way I respect you.
Thank you.
Because you have a lot of these people that be on this radio talking. All of them in the same.
We all struggling with parts of our identity.
Yeah.
We all struggling with parts of our identity. Many of us.
I don't condone it, but I respect it.
I feel you. I feel
have to respect, especially over the age of 18, and that's the style you want to go. I have to respect that. Now, my biggest problem with that is when I see an adult trying to put that onto a 15,
grooming.
14 year. That's my problem.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about grooming. That's the problem right there.
Okay.
Grooming people to be something we want them to be as opposed to allowing them to grow into who they are. Across the board. But in particular with sexual violence, it's a problem here in the Bahamas. I want to thank that caller. Some very interesting points made. I want to get into some of them. But most of all, brave enough to put your thoughts on the table. We ain't here to row. We here to figure out what's going on. When we get back from the break, I'm going to get into the rest of these texts. I haven't forgotten you. Texter, I wanted to talk about Labor Day, but we get a couple more days to talk about it. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
When you see a bill, feels like we live in life, climbing a hill. We got to bear down and put our shoulder to the wheel. I pray it don't last too long, cause we don't like how it feels. Hey, but it is what it is. Ain't nothing you can do. Real talk, it is what it is.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Life is the clothes are bearing. Forget the cold. He catches the weather, the future of people's minds. But yet we focus on them all the time. We must accept the things that we cannot change.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Man, producer, we need a night bus. We need a night bus to route to the farm and back. To the farm and back, these rake and scrape by them. Raking and scraping, and it's beautiful. I love it. And it's conscious music as well. Listen to the lyrics in that song. They speak in about our experiences. I go into the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How you do?
I am wonderful. You know what I mean? You don't rile much about nothing, but I called to take you a little deep this morning. I hear you and Julian with the topic which you're talking about. See, mm-hmm. the reason why this rape thing, especially when it comes to marriage, is so deep is because a lot of the factions want to leave out the obvious. You know, the fact that you got to get a license from the state, and in order to get out of that, you got to revoke that, review that license from the state, as well as church. You got to go in church and swear before God and man. A lot of people don't want to do that, as well as there are certain procedures to follow in the Sexual Offenses Act that a lot of people obviously don't know about or refuse to accept. Mm-hmm. But I take you to the word rape. That word has been misused in the English language. It has been borrowed from the Latin word repair.
Mm-hmm.
The Latin word repair in ancient days meant to steal, to take, or to run away with.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when old people used to say, boy, look how they rape and pillage that village, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't hear no male and no female. They raped, took all the stuff, and carried it away.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Rape is the actual thing you are speaking about is sexual intercourse. Intercourse is penetration. Rape has nothing to do with penetration. It is sexual intercourse. That is the word that defines when you penetrate somebody with something. So that word has been borrowed by the English language and has been largely misused and abused.
Uncle, you want my text line blow up? Hey, no, I mean, I know that rape, we've heard it historically, rape and pillage. It means to steal, to take without consent, to take things that don't belong to you. Right?
Well,
and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but exactly. How do you see the consent has been given between the government and the church? You know.
No. The same government, the same law says very clearly you cannot consent to an assault. See, I like that you bring that in. The very same common law that you're talking about says that nobody can consent to an assault. See, because
marriage is not about that.
No, listen, I'm telling you what the law says. The law says that no one can consent to an assault. So you can't tell me that I gave my consent to be assaulted when I got married.
No, you and I saying the same thing. Marriage is not an abusive thing, but it happens.
No, that's not what we're saying.
We're saying the same thing.
I just want you to know we ain't saying the same thing.
That's what, yeah, of course we are, because nobody's going to church fighting. Everybody going there with their dress and they pomp and their flowers and all the beauty and stuff. But then, as human beings, things happen. That is why you have a Sexual Offenses Act that deals, Section 15, that deals specifically with marriage, a marriage that is going bad.
Listen,
you see, but nobody wants to accept that. It is there.
Okay, I wasn't talking about rape this morning, marital rape, that is. I wasn't talking about marital rape. I would like to continue this conversation, but I in my feels right now, because rape is rape. It is taking a thing without consent. And even if you're married, that thing can be taken. See, nobody can consent to an assault.
You're still mixing it up. You're still mixing it up. Nobody gets married for assault. Nobody does that.
It doesn't.
But it happens.
But
it's a human quality.
But you're missing the point. The fact that I got married does not waive my right to say no.
Yeah, I kind of have a difficulty with that.
But both
of you sign on to do certain things.
But see,
in a marriage,
as
not
soon,
to be abusive.
As soon as you bring in, you also brought into this question of the participation of the state. See, here's what it's like on a plantation. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the state.
Taxes.
No, but we're dealing with the same issue right now. With marriage, right? For your marriage to be valid, the state has to authorize it. It's not the taxes part. So you thinking about the taxes. I talking about something else. I talking about your body. Your body is the capital through which taxes are derived. And you, as a possession of the state, do not have the authority to make certain decisions about your own body.
I respectfully beg to differ with you. There's a church involved in there, a religion involved in there.
No, no.
Caller, pause.
You're getting emotional. The state authorizes the marriage. You and the person could decide whatever y'all want to decide. But if the state says no, the state says no. And guess what? The state is permitted to discriminate in matters relating to personal law, which means marriage law. So the state holds the right to deny a marriage for any reason, discriminatory or not. You see the point I'm making? You are property of the state. You don't have bodily autonomy. You cannot consent for your husband to rape you because that's not your decision. Your body belongs to the state. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, we saw that model that you last mentioned during the Jim Crow era in which black and white couldn't marry, right?
Right.
All right, yeah. So I'm just want to get this in because the text was kind of facetious, but I was wondering if they had any children because this is a very emotive topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if the police do police social media because, you know, the evidence is there. And people speak out on there. I wonder if you have any police at police, actually police social media, because the young cats and all passing remarks about death on social media. So it's imbecilic not to do so. But I will move on. And I respect you as a person, you know, like you're fought with your identity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize women are more fought with about this particular model than men. So would we have a lot of wolf and sheep clothing? I saw years ago an officer from the urban renewal dropping home a young guy at around 12, 1 o'clock.
In the morning.
Straight on, where am I opposed to shoppers? I was wondering why he's doing that. And then we see the accusations with the mother against this young boy talking about extra classes for band playing and all that. And so what I'm saying is, and we see where these incidents in the church. So what I'm saying, Aaron, I respect you because you're fought with, and I believe that you are a responsible adult, that you wouldn't bother with young children. What I'm saying is you have a lot of males. We need to watch out to people who are using the Lord humanitarian programs, like inner city programs, to prey on the youth.
Let me frame it. People who are using their authority, people in positions of power who are using their authority, or in positions of service who are using their authority and their charity to groom young and vulnerable people.
Aaron,
yeah.
I want to get this in, please. And I totally agree with you because what I'm saying is men have a problem with being called homosexuals. Women don't have a problem with that, but the social arena has changed whereby if I see two women out and they're exercising or they're together, and I say, well, sir, why are you looking at my woman like that? But then I could accept that, but now I don't come on to a woman if I see the two of them together because I could actually sense when it's like that. But what I want you to bear in mind, I don't know if this one slipped under you because I was very vexed because I have young children. And women are very interested in how children look. They always, your son, your curly, your handsome, handsome. I get sick and tired of that, right?
Hypersexualizing children.
Yeah. And so what happens is, the fact that there was a guy that was caught traveling, he was a bohemian, he was caught with pornography in his phone. I don't know if you heard that story.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but what bothered for me was the fact that they said that there were photographs in this phone from 3-month-old babies with sexual, you know, whatever, up to 15 years old. So yeah. I was trying to figure out, what is the, God, you know, like, what if I go crazy and just hurt someone for something, doing something? Oh, you mean a 3-month-old baby? Yeah. How could you conceive this type of BS in your mind? But no legislation is being put in place. The people, the hierarchy of maybe some of them of this lifestyle because they're complacent with child protection, Aaron.
I got you. And so...
You saw the footage from down south with the guy abusing the girl, man. Hey, Aaron, man, how come you can't... Man,
I didn't see the footage.
Man.
I didn't see the footage. And now you know which number is mine. You could send it to me. I didn't see the footage 52.
Yeah, well, anyway, I got another star for Tom and for you. My brother, you know, my blessing say the trees be off, Tom and here on. Don't say speed, Aaron. Aaron, they speed up, then them said around, but you grind me them.
Listen.
All right, get
thanking you. Blessings. Yeah. Blessings. We're gonna pick this conversation up again, right? This is important. Here's what I mean. As we close it out. See, normally when we're talking about sexual violence towards young people, somebody could jump up and say, but these girls fast, you know. They asking for it, you know. But what happens when these are young children, mine, like he said, 3 months old? It's the same culture. Let me leave y'all with this as we go. Only rapists rape, you know. Only rapists rape. Kim Kardashian recently robbed, and the commentator, somebody said, well, Kim must be lying. If it were me, I would have taken advantage of that moment. It's Kim Kardashian, and the person responded to them and said, look here, I could be honest with you. Only rapists rape. Them by them who was robbing her wasn't even thinking about that, because only rapists think about raping. Anyway, this is On the Clock with Aaron Green. We are out of time, but listen, you could tune in tomorrow. It's the budget debate. We're going to be talking until they get started. It may be a Perry Christie debate, budget debate. We may have a couple minutes. Well, tune into Guardian Media Group, 106.5 FM, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Pick up the Guardian newspaper. Make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Serenade of the Seas time. Y'all have a great day.
It is what it is. Don't let this bother you.
Yes, it is what it is.
Something to calculate.
Benchmark.
It is what it is. Just give it your heart and soul.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.